Well, welcome, and thank you to those of you who pointed out how well Georgia played last night against Illinois. That was fun. I don't know. I stopped watching. Oh, boy. Hey, we still have football, right? Like, bowl game? All right. This candle's, like, making me nervous. I'm going to just straighten you up a little bit there. Stay. Watch it go. Okay. Okay, so last year, I've only been here. This is my second Christmas. Okay, so last year at Advent, I told a story about the Christmas gift that I most wanted and never got. The story of the hovercraft. And it's a G.I. Joe toy. It's a great big thing. And I just wanted it so bad. We were home for Thanksgiving, my family. We were back in Georgia at my house and celebrating Thanksgiving there. And my dad breaks out the home movies for Melissa. And this was really fun. So we're watching all of our Christmases pass from like my, you know, the earliest one when my dad got that old camera. You had like a separate light you had to hold. And it got so hot you had to hold it in a bowl. I mean, so those were the videos. We're watching like Christmas year by year by year. And we get to where I'm 10 or so, and there pops up the video. All of a sudden, it's me on that Christmas when I wanted the hovercraft. And I'm opening my present, and it's the G.I. Joe troop transport. This is scarred in my memory. And it was so funny watching the video because you can see me. I can feel my thoughts, like trying to look thankful. Like, oh, this is great. Has a turret gun. It twists. Woo. It's good. Thanks, Mom. And so I'm watching this video, and I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. The next present, my brother, gets the hovercraft. Tragic, tragic. So right after that, we're kind of going through a closet. We're pulling out all the old toys. My mom kept all these toys. All of a sudden, I hear Melissa go, Scott. Is this it? Is this the hovercraft? And sure enough, there's the hovercraft. We found it. And for a few minutes, it was mine. But then it wouldn't fit under my shirt, so I had to leave it there. The hovercraft. You know what? Unlike me, I know a couple of kids who really are getting the meaning of Christmas so much better than their dad did. And I've mentioned this before, but I could hardly believe it. We really threw ourselves into this Advent conspiracy idea last year. We thought if we're gonna ask other people to do it, we better do it ourselves. So I'm not kidding. We made all of our gifts for each other. I mean, Melissa, you know, she took her daughter one day, and they went and did their thing for me while I had Kobe, and he and I made his gift for Melissa, and then we switched, and it was really fun. We had so much fun doing that together, making these presents. Okay, it's Christmas morning, and we wake up, and I'm not kidding you. I woke up with a sense of dread. I thought, they're gonna hate this. They're gonna hate Christmas. We're ruining Christmas. I was so nervous. I'm not kidding. Our kids wake up, and you know, Christmas is past. They wake up, and the first thing they do is they run downstairs to see the presents. Not even really open them. They just want to see what's down there. Last year, our kids woke up, and they ran into our bedroom to get us because they couldn't wait to give us the gifts they had made. They couldn't wait to give. Christmas, for them, was about giving. Christmas morning was about giving. I couldn't believe it. And it worked out really well, because I was still really excited. What'd you get me? I couldn't wait to get. Give me, give me, give me. It was very convenient. They got it. They totally got it. The real meaning of Christmas. It's all about giving. And that act of giving is the real thing. And you know what? When we get a taste of what's real, when we get that experience of what's real, you realize how artificial everything else is. And you're never satisfied again. I want to show you a quick little movie clip here to demonstrate that. That's a great movie if you haven't seen it. You know what? When we experience the real thing, when we know the real thing, we can't ever settle for the fake. When we've drawn near to Jesus, when we know Jesus, the real thing, we know nothing else measures up. We can spot a fake, and we can't help but say, that's not real. So last week we talked about saying no to overreaching, to overspending. We talked about saying no to the empire of more. You know what? When we say that, we're not talking about going all humbug on everybody and being the Scrooge. It's important to say this, and I think we can say this over and over again as Christians. Jesus is for the world. Jesus loves the world. Jesus redeems the world, and Jesus sends us out to engage the world. We don't have to just be against something. That's not the point of this. We can be for something. And can I say with all my heart, we are for Christmas. And we are for giving. Best of all, our giving can reflect the real thing. It can reflect the gift we were given, the gift of Jesus. So today we're talking about giving more. Giving more, really, in one sense of the word, it's about preparing our kids for the real thing. Giving more is about preparing our family and our friends to know the real love of God. It's about preparing our families to receive Jesus. Can we give the kind of gifts that help our kids to know what the love of God is all about? What would those gifts look like? Can we ever give too much of that? Can we give to one another in a way that matches the extravagant gift of Jesus? So let's start right there. The gift of Jesus. One of the most important Christmas passages, the birth story, but one that you probably don't hear every Christmas. But this one is my favorite, hands down. This is one you don't automatically think of when you think of Christmas, but this is one that helps us understand what's going on. It helps us understand the gift. This is John chapter 1. And I'm just going to kind of paraphrase and explain as I go. But in John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." And the Word is, that's John's creative way of saying Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John right there is describing the indescribable, the mystery of a triune God. He says he was with God in the beginning. In other words, Jesus was and is God. That's why we gather here today at the launch, because Jesus still is God. John goes on to say, all things were made by him. All things, which means before there was time, there was Jesus. Before there was this universe, there was Jesus. John is saying, Jesus is eternal. He spoke the galaxies into existence. Jesus was there. And even as you think about that, think about this. The Word became flesh, and we have seen his glory. Somehow this incomprehensible God walked among us, and John says, I was there. Eugene Peterson, in The Message, he translates this passage in 1 John. He says, the Word took on flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I love that. I mean, of all the ways that God could have reached out to humanity, why this? Why become one of us? Why would this humongous, incomprehensible God become one of the poorest people on earth? Why move into the neighborhood? And the answer is, so we could know him. This is about relationship. God is getting personal here. Christmas is about God getting personal. It's a God who chooses to come in close because he wants relationship. The gift of Jesus is about God's desire to draw near to us, to be close to us, to know us, and to be known by us. Now here's an amazing thought. When Jesus moved into the neighborhood, he knew what he was doing. He knew what it was going to cost. He knew the pain. He knew how it would hurt because he knew that. That makes the gift of Christmas one of the most generous, selfless, giving acts ever. I want to stop right there for a second, and I just want to ask you, do you really get that? Do you get that gift? Do you know how much Jesus gave up in order to draw close to you? Do you really know? I mean, really know that he loves you? Do you know the gift of Jesus? I'm pretty confident that there are a bunch of us in this room who have never really and truly opened that gift. We have it. We may even know what's inside that gift, but we keep it on our nightstand or maybe in our closet or down in the basement, but we haven't opened it. Do you know it? Do you know you are the object of God's desire? Do you know you're his passion? You're his delight? Jesus longs to draw close to you. And the more you get that love, the more you open that and receive that gift, the more you can give it away. I want to tell you, we're going to be talking about that a lot more in January. Our January series is going to be on conversations with Jesus. And you know what? We're going to try to do that in small groups. We're going to be opening a bunch more small groups, and we're going to be dealing with Jesus. Because we want to know. We know we need to know. If that's something that's interesting to you, you're going to hear a lot more about small groups between now and then. But if you want to be in on that, let me know today. You can come grab me afterwards. You can email me. You can call me, whatever. I just want you to know that's coming. So, Jesus, the amazing gift of Christmas, God drawing close to us. We're taking our cues from Jesus. We're trying to enter the Christmas story just like Jesus entered our story. So, as we talk about that, I brought a few props. Now, I've mentioned this before, that the Advent Conspiracy has this pretty cool website. Thank you for laughing. This website where pastors are just sharing ideas. And we're talking about ways that this is impacting our churches. And some of these ideas, I got to give full credit. There's a guy named Greg Holder at Windsor Crossing Church in St. Louis who did an awesome job talking about some of this stuff. And I just can't say it any better than him. So, but these are some of the things that we want to talk about. If we're going to celebrate Christmas, if we're going to honor Jesus, then the way we give should reflect the way that he gave. It should reflect his gift. Now, I feel like I need to say this. You know, if we're going to talk about giving, that it's probably important to talk about giving to the church. And that's a good thing. And I hope you do that. But that's not really what we're talking about today. what we're kind of talking about is practical ways to give differently this year. Now, the first one is probably a little self-evident. I mean, one of the things we said is, gosh, how does Santa do this? One of the things we said is Jesus is pretty clear about the kind of gifts he wants. Give to the least of these. So one of the very real things we're going to be doing this year, and I talked about this with the Advent Conspiracy, we're going to be providing water for people that don't have clean water. We're pretty committed to letting Christmas be an opportunity where we give life, where we give the kind of gifts that are actually changing the world and not just cluttering our closet. So we're giving clean water to people. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells a story about the sheep and the goats, and he tells a story about how, you know, people, he says to people at the end of time, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was naked and you gave me clothes. And they say, when did we do that? Whenever you did that for the least of these, you did it for me. So we're doing that for Jesus. We are giving Jesus on his birthday gifts by doing that for the least of these. We're giving water, just like you saw in that video. That's the kind of gift we want to give this Christmas. And we're doing that with the Advent Conspiracy Fund. You'll have a chance to contribute to that on December 21st. But there's more than that, too. In John 1, when he talks about the Word becoming flesh and making his dwelling among us, again, that's God getting personal. The point of that is relationship. God gave us the gift of Jesus because he wanted to draw us closer together in relationship. Our relationship with God happens because of the gift of Jesus. So, shouldn't the gifts we give reflect that? Can we give gifts that are about drawing close to one another, about building relationship? Couple of ideas. So, maybe you're going to give your kid a baseball glove for Christmas. I think that could be a great idea. But maybe instead of just giving him a baseball glove, maybe you also give him one that fits you. And you say, whenever you want to play baseball, you bring me both of these, yours and mine. Here's the ball. We'll play. There's a gift that draws us together, that enhances relationship. And that's the point. What else have I got in here? All kind of stuff. Really, Santa is pretty remarkable. Okay, this may look like a piece of cardboard covered in felt. It is. I made that. Cut out the felt, and then I also cut out, doggone it, everything sticking to the starfish. Starfish is coming in a little bit. I also cut out a cloud and a barn and the little old lady who lives in the barn and an angel and a dog and a fish because the fish lives in the barn. And for about a buck and a half, we had this awesome story time thing and we sat down with our kids and we told stories together. And it was a great Christmas present. It's obviously a little age appropriate. I mean, high schoolers are just jumping out at you is not so much. Right. But you know what? The point is, giving the kind of gifts that draw us together, the kind of gifts that enhance relationship, it takes effort and it takes time. But those are the kind of gifts that reflect the gift of Jesus. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that gift cards don't work. I'm sorry. They're easy. I don't think Jesus would give gift cards. There's a Friends episode. That was my favorite show. I loved Friends. But there's this Friends episode where Joey and Chandler, they waited until like the last possible minute to do their Christmas shopping. And literally, the only store they can find open is a gas station. So they have to do all their Christmas shopping in a gas station. So Christmas morning rolls around, and they're handing out their gifts, and Chandler gives Rachel his gift, and she opens it, and they're windshield wiper blades. And she says, Chandler, thanks. I don't have a car. And so then Joey gives her his gift, and she opens it, and he says, with this air freshener, you'll think you have one. We're talking about giving the kind of gifts that are thoughtful, that show we've stepped out and spent the time getting to know somebody so that we can give the kind of gifts that show we care about them and the kind of gifts that draw us together in relationship. There's an awesome story that that guy Greg told. It's about this missionary who was a teacher in some country, I don't remember where, but as they're kind of going through the last few weeks of school before Christmas, the teacher tells them all these stories about what Christmas is like, where she comes from. And then it's the last day of school before Christmas, and this kid comes in to her class, this local kid who lived in whatever this third world country was, and walks in and hands her a seashell or a starfish. And he said, this is my Christmas gift to you. Now, the teacher knows where this kid lives, and it's miles and miles from the coast. And the teacher looks at the kid and is like just really grateful, but says, you shouldn't have. That must have taken you all day to walk there to give me this. You didn't need to do that. And the kid looks at her and says, the walk was part of the gift. Can the long walk be part of the gift that you give this year? Taking the time to think about it. Can that be part of the gift? Here's some other stories I heard. There's a young man who gave his dad a pound of coffee for Christmas. Maybe you've done that. I don't know. Fair trade coffee, even, something like that. But here's what he said. There's a note in it, and he says, Dad, you can only drink this coffee with me. And when you drink this coffee with me, I want you to tell me stories from your life about what made you the person you are. There, you take a pound of coffee, and you turn it into a gift of relationship. Can we give gifts like that? One other story. This one made me teary-eyed. This is on the Advent Conspiracy website somewhere. There's a lady. She's a mom. She has a couple of young kids. They're opening their presents Christmas morning, and she's opening the present that her mom shipped her. So it's her kid's grandma, and she's opening this box, and inside there's this pillow, but there's a note with the pillow, and she starts reading through it, and the note says, I wanted to give you a present that reminded you of your dad. Her dad had died a couple of years before. I wanted to give you a present that reminded you of your dad, so I made this for you. It was a pillow made from his old ties. She held it up and she said, I can smell him on it. Simple. It didn't cost much. It took some time. It took some thought. But the result was relationship. When we get gifts like that, it's so abundantly clear the quality of the gift that God gave us in Jesus. Gifts like that prepare us to receive the gift of Jesus, who wants to draw close to us. We can do Christmas differently this year. We can. We can do it in a way that honors God and serves others. We can give. It's not too late. Even if you've spent a bunch of money, be creative with those things. It's not too late. We can celebrate Christmas in a way that prepares our hearts and prepares our homes to receive the love of Jesus. We can celebrate Christmas in a way that draws us closer together in relationship and prepares us to draw closer with Jesus in relationship. The Word became flesh so that God could draw close to us. The King gave up His throne. Jesus, you could say, took a demotion to be with us, to give Himself to us. Can we give like that? Can you give yourself a demotion so that you can give yourself away to those that you love? My Christmas challenge is give more. Give extravagantly. Give yourself in a way, give yourself away, knowing that the kind of giving that we're talking about has nothing to do with brand names or price tags. Give more. Let's pray.